Welcome to episode 27 of the Heart from Hustle podcast. We're your hosts, Amanda and Kingsley. And today we're getting to the bottom of why hustle and grind doesn't always equal more success. Hey, we're Amanda and Kingsley, and welcome to the Heart Driven Hustle podcast. If you're sick of watching from the sidelines as others achieve their business dreams, we're here to demystify the entrepreneurial journey, cut through the clutter, and overcome the overwhelm so you can feel confident launching your own wellness side business. If you'd love to get hold of our Side Hustle Quick Start Guide so you too can create your own passion project, head over to heartdrivenhustle.com/hustleguide. Hi guys, I hope you're having a fabulous start to the week. I know we are, and we've actually just completed a really amazing 7-day challenge. This challenge had some truly incredible thought leaders and some trainers from all around the world who are at the absolute top of their fields. It was quite an intense week, and I know for myself and probably for you too, Kingsley, at the end of that, I really just needed a couple of days out. So I took those few family days just to really reconnect and recenter.
And it got me thinking about the concept of hustle versus flow, and do we really need to do more to have more? And sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah, it's really about creating that balance, isn't it? And I know for me, I am a classic type A personality. I am all about go, go, go. I'm the kind of person that thought that multitasking was something to be proud of. You know, like the more tabs I've got open on my computer, the better it is. I've actually got to the point where my computer says no more tabs.
We didn't even know that existed until she did it.
That's it. It's not an infinity. It does have a limit. Yeah, I thought that if I was the busiest person in the room, it meant that I was achieving the most. And so what it always meant is that I was always the late one. Instead of giving myself leeway to get to somewhere on time, I would fill my diary down to the final minute. So for example, I had 5 minutes to go before I was meant to leave. Quick, what can I do? Let's just start this 10-minute task. I'll try and fit it in 5. And what I'd find is that I would then have everything planned out with no time to spare, and then I'd get stuck in traffic. My journey would take 20 minutes and not the 12 minutes that Google Maps had told me, and so I'd start to stress out. And I would do this over and over and over because I thought that I was being so productive in doing so.
Anyone else in the room that's like used to being on time is stressing out right now, because that made me nervous just you repeating that story, because I'm usually the handbag in that situation going, we needed to leave 10 minutes ago. But anyway.
Sorry to all you people that are on time. But I mean, is that healthy? Nope. Was it serving me? Nope. Instead, I just feel burnt out. So much like Kingsley was feeling stressed, I was too. And all that would happen is I'd feel jealous of others who seemed to be getting so much more done for being in that state of flow. And so really, if you break it down, hustle versus flow, what's the difference between the two? One is a very masculine energy and the other is quite feminine. Hustle is a much more masculine energy. It is really focused on the doing. And success is measured by accomplishment. It's task-oriented. Hustle is really about that push and the control to reach the final goals and feel really safe in doing so. And people who are in that hustle state, they believe that the more they do, the more they'll achieve. Flow, on the other hand, is really about the feminine energy. It's about ease and grace in your actions. It's about being in a flow state, and it makes more fluidity in what you're doing. It's about receiving as well, rather than trying to control and push. So there really is the difference in the two actions of those particular states. Now, I'm not saying one is better than the other. They are both required, and they need to be there to balance each other. And really what it comes down to is about working in seasons. Working in seasons is where you have your times of really putting in a lot of effort and putting in that hustle and grinding and making sure that you're getting it done. And then it's about being able to ease off and be in that flow state. I mean, you can think of it like planting the seeds. So if you consider in terms of gardening, you plant the seeds in a certain season, you're not going to necessarily reap the benefits of the fruit or the flowers in that moment, but you're going to be able to pull back and enjoy the fruits of your labor, so to speak. The reason that you want to be working in seasons is that if you're always operating at a steady pace, you're not going to be able to build up any momentum in your business. And if you think of it like this, so let's consider a plane. We know that our plane has a set length of runway in order to operate on. Consider this to be, say, your motivation or the time that you're able to work on your business without getting really frustrated. So in the plane analogy, we've got the plane, it's just moseying along, it's not picking up any speed. What's going to happen if it keeps traveling at this steady cruising pace? Well, it's going to run out of runway. It's going to come to the end, it hasn't taken off, and, well, it's going to hit the end of the runway and it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to go over the edge. It's not going to be good for the plane. What that plane needs to do is it needs to have that really short burst of intense speed in order to take off the ground before it can then get into that cruising mode. If you then consider this to be what needs to occur in your own business, you are going to need that short burst of intense activity. You are going to need that period of hustle. If you don't, you're not going to get the momentum in your business for it to lift off. It's not going to take off, and you're going to feel like you're running out of runway in your own life. You're going to get to that point where you think, my business hasn't done anything. I haven't taken off. What's the point? I'm just going to throw it all in now because it's just too hard. I can't keep going at this same speed. So it's about putting yourself into that intentional unbalance because you know it's only for a short period of time. All you need to do is get enough momentum in your business to lift off, and then you can start to pull back a little bit more. So what happens if you're always stuck in this hustle state? And if you're someone that was like me, type A personality, you may think this is where you need to be for your business to grow, but it is not true. You are going to be mentally and physically drained. You're going to be depleted because there's no time to recharge. You're going to be burnt out. Even though you think that putting your nose down to the grindstone and just continuing to trudge along is going to be really efficient, over time, you'll find it's quite the opposite. You get burnt out, worn down, and you become less efficient as you move forward. And you'll actually start to become quite resentful of your business too. What you need is you need to be in that state of flow. You need to have downtime. You need to recharge. You need to reconnect with yourself. And being in that flow state allows the space for creativity to occur. It allows you just to receive. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard the concept of Einstein time, and it was something that I read in a book called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And here he talks about this concept. He says, you are where time comes from, and you can make as much of it as you want. It's a bit of a strange concept, and when I first heard it, I thought, this doesn't sound right, but consider this. So an hour with someone that you love feels like a minute. Whereas a minute doing something or with someone that you don't want to be around can feel like an hour. He actually uses the example of sitting on a hot stove. So if you can imagine sitting on a hot stove, that minute is going to feel like a very long time. If you consider the concept of hustle versus flow, being in that hustle state can often feel as though time is that scarce resource and there's never enough of it. By contrast though, being in a flow state, it comes from a place of abundance and it can feel as though there is always enough time to go around to have exactly what you need.
It's such an interesting point because everyone's had days where they get to work, they get into it and then they look up at the clock and they go, oh my God, it's only been 5 minutes. It feels like it's been hours. And then we've also all had days where we're in the flow, we're just working, and you look up and you go, oh my God, is it 2 o'clock already? I've completely skipped lunch. And it's just that feeling comes from within us. And that's like we are creating time, which I think it's a really interesting subject. And it's so important that you find your flow rather than trying to bump your head against the wall. I don't think that works long term because it's just not sustainable.
Not at all. And the funny thing is that those days that you look up at the clock and you go, hey, it's 2 o'clock already, where did the time go? They're the ones you've achieved so much more than what you have in the days that you were hustling. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly, which is totally counterintuitive, but it's completely true.
Oh, so true. So I'd like to finish up by circling back to my story about my week. I found myself in that old headspace again, and I remembered something which I'd learned in recent years, that success is not the end destination. It is the journey along the way. So what I had been doing is I had been hustling to reach a particular goal during the week, and I found myself tense and overwhelmed and all of those same feelings. What I realized, though, is that I had done all I could. And so I stepped back from it all. I took a day to focus on what was important to me, so my friends and my family and that connection that we had. And I stopped to enjoy the journey on the way to that goal and to create space and just allow the universe to take over and receive. And that is exactly what happened. I was in my flow state when that occurred. Now, what you'll probably notice is that we actually skipped a week in our podcast, and it was for this exact reason. We needed a quick step back from the hustle in order to detach and to allow us to take the leap in the right direction. So that's exactly what we did. Now, having said that, guys, there are only a couple more episodes of season 1 before we take a break and return with season 2, which is going to be jam-packed with some truly amazing guests who we know that you will just love. All right, guys, we will leave it there. Until next time, see you then. Thanks for joining us today. If you've loved what you've heard so far, hit subscribe so you're first to know when the next episode drops. See you next time.